Well, welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and it's a pleasure to have here with us once again the head football coach of the West Platte Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. And just kind of getting ready for this football season. Gosh, it's kind of hard to believe it's already here, but we're excited about it. And if we'll just look back just a shade, West Platte Blue Jays finished last year with one of the best years they've had, and certainly recent years, finishing 8-3 and had the 15 seniors on that team, and really just battling the championship team, East Buchanan, within 1 point in one of the most exciting games we covered last year. So the West Platte Blue Jays had a great year, and with 15 seniors moving on, it certainly will bring opportunity for people to come in and fill their roles and leadership. And certainly I'd like to welcome back Coach Jim Newstead. Coach, thanks for joining us here once again as we get ready to start this 2022 season.
Welcome. I'm glad we're here. I mean, I've been down to play some football for about 2 or 3 months now since the summer started. So excited to get the season rolling, excited to see what type of team I have come tomorrow.
We're looking forward to it as well, Coach. And looks like, from what I understand, the wing tee offense is going to come back. And, Coach, who do you expect to see come in and play key roles in leadership on your offense this year?
Well, with 15 seniors last year, I really only got two kiddos that returned as some healthy starters for us last year. Lane Scott returns an offensive line. He'll be our mainstay in the offensive line. Will Schaefer, we had to move from tight end to line here this week because David Brown broke his hand in the jamboree against Plattsburgh. So Will's kind of in a new position, but he's a tight end blocking, so he just went a different number now at guard. Marshall Winker is a freshman playing center. He stepped up. He's a big kid. He's playing center for us. Left guard is Josh Brown. Josh Brown played tight end for us last year. And Dylan Jackson and Gabe Larimer will be my left tackle. So that rounds out my line there. Coming back at the backfield, actually, the only returner that I have coming back is Christian Larrabee. He's the one that got some quality time in the backfield last year. So he'll be our B-back. After him, Buckler will be the A-back, sophomore boy. My tight end will be Payson Chandler, senior, and Dalton Woodard, a sophomore. My receivers will be Xavier Reynolds and Cohen Kite. Xavier's a senior and Cohen's a junior. Xavier's had quite a bit of time on offense, too. I need to rephrase that. My fast wing backs, Ian McClain's and Dejas, who saw a little bit of time, hoping to get him outside. And then our quarterback position is going to be run by Kane Cogan, sophomore, about a 6'2 kid that might be a little bit slower in the feet, but he's got a good brain and a good way to run the offense, so we're excited about him.
Coach, I'm sure one of the keys in the wing tee is, and I think you're using some players that have some speed out there to give that outside threat when you're able to do some misdirection inside. That's what makes that work a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, what makes it work is the misdirection and speed. The speed helps with the misdirection because the faster you are, the harder it is to tell where the ball is going. So we have a lot of misdirection in our offense. We have a lot of players that can get the ball. We hand the ball off equally to our A-back Afton and our B-back Christian. And Augie Hill will be helping that B-back too. I didn't mention him. And then our W. McClain will try to use his speed to get outside. So, and then there's some good play actions off it. You know, I've been a wing T guy my whole life pretty much. Live and die by the wing tee. I think we got a pretty good wing tee ball club.
You got Taylor Gallagher back there as coach, doing a wonderful job the last couple of years, Coach. And certainly I'm sure he's got some things up his sleeve as well.
Yes, he does. He's been a zone guy his whole life, and me being a wing tee guy, so we've kind of merged together our two offenses the last 3 years. So we have some zone concepts and some wing tee concepts, and he's got a lot of great ideas in the passing game and is able to see defensive reads out there and where to get the ball. So he's done a great job at offensive corner. I'm really proud of him.
Very good. And looking at it over the defensive side of the ball, looks like working with a 3-4 defense once again, Coach. And what do you see there as far as your key roles and leaders over there on defense?
Well, our D-line's our strength. At one time, I had 3 seniors starting there. But here in the last 2 weeks, like I said, David Brown got hurt in the jamboree. And Chad Jamison, our 240-pound boy, got hurt in the Midnight Madness. So at one time, I thought that would be our strength. I still kind of think it is. Lane Scott's still there. Josh Brown and Gabe Lermer are going to be playing there. I'm really excited about our linebacker play here the last couple of weeks with Afton Buckler at linebacker, Payson Chandler, and Dalton Woodward. Those are three guys that are going to help us at linebacker. My outside linebackers are pretty stout with Christian Larrabee and Will Schaefer at outside linebacker. And then my four D-backs have speed, so we should be able to cover well. McLean Zendejas, Xavier Reynolds, Cohen Kite, and Augie Hill will be all my D-backs. So got some speed back there. We're a little bit fresh back there as far as learning adjustments and so forth, so it's kind of a learning curve since I've only got one starter back on that defense with Lane Scott. So it's going to be a learning curve, but we don't have much time for that curve to happen because we're going to be in a tough conference and some tough early ball games early. So.
And you got Coach Slope back there, Coach, helping you out. And certainly he designed what I thought was a pretty doggone good defense last year. I'm sure you're happy to have him back as well.
Yes, I am. He was at St. Joe Central, ran a 3-4 there, and had the same concepts we brought in here. So we got a good staff. We worked well together. Coach Geiger does my offensive line, defensive line. He's done a great job.
Yeah.
We lost Coach Weigel this year. Coach Weigel's business got to a point where he couldn't coach on the side anymore. So we picked up Brian Goodka. You probably remember his name from St. Mary's, wide receiver.
I do, yeah.
He just graduated. He was a great wide receiver for St. Mary's, and he's going to be our D-back and wide receiver coach. He works out there at Shiloh Golf Club, so he's got time to come help us. So it's been a great addition. He kind of fell in my lap in the middle of June, late July, so really excited to have him. He's been a great addition to our staff.
Oh, I'm excited you got him. I called his name out many times over there at St. Mary. Yeah, that's a great addition.
He's a pretty good receiver.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, with that, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll talk about what we saw from the Jamboree last week and this week's opponent. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com here with Coach Jim Newstead of the West Platte Blue Jays. And the team has played a little bit of football, I guess we could say. They had the Jamboree last week, and with that, Coach, you're able to make some assessments of what you saw there, and what did you see? First opportunity to play somebody else in pads, that's always exciting, and I'm sure you saw some things that you could get encouraged about and things to improve on.
Yeah, I saw a lot of encouragement. I was really impressed by our defense. We had our Danamon scrimmage 2 weeks ago before the Jamboree, and our defense didn't look fairly strong in that. We made some changes and moved people around, but defensively I thought we did a really good job. I thought we held Plattsburgh to a lot of negative yards. Mid-Buck had some couple good plays, but in the most part, we held them. I know Gallatin's a good ball club, and they kind of ran over all of us in the Jamboree. So not counting that, I think the defense did fairly well. On the defensive side, I thought Lane Scott was a menace. He's kind of our Lamar Henderson this year, if you guys remember from Lar from last year. Lane was all over the place, led the team in tackles in the Jamboree. He only played 5 plays each scrimmage, but he led the team in tackles. So looking for a lot from him on the D-line. My guess is opponents will probably run away from him since he's so good there. Linebackers did a great job of making our reads and getting to the play. Like I said, the D-backs still have a little concerned about the D-backs adjusting to some motions and different coverages and so forth, but I think they'll come around this week. offensively, I thought we ran the ball fairly well. Passing-wise, we had some opportunities to connect, but we just didn't come down with some passes. So hopefully we cleared that up this week for Poland.
Well, that kind of segues us in here, Coach, with our next opponent, the Polo Panthers. They have had some pretty good seasons here the last several years. They were 6-4 last year. They had some common KCI opponents last year to West Platte. They played Plattsburgh, and they played South Harrison. And very odd thing, they played South Harrison twice and lost to them both by 1 point both times. But that aside, Coach, Polo looks like a team certainly going to give you a good test, I believe, to start out this season.
Well, they're a heck of a lot better for first game round than Lone Jack. Polo's a tough team. They're tough kids. They come from a community that's really tough. They're about as conservative as can be as far as running the ball. They're kind of a wing T style as us too. They like to line up foot to foot with their big linemen, don't give any gaps, and try to smash the ball in between the tackles on you. Once you load the box and try to stop that, then they come out with some play action, some plays on the outside, and use their speed to get outside. So they're kind of a tough opponent for us. They're a lot bigger than us. They do get off the ball well. Their quarterback's only a sophomore, but he's a pregame quarterback, number 7, Maverick Gentry. He started for him as a freshman last year. He does a great job, and they got some good running backs. They got 3 returning O linemen. So offensively, they're going to be a test. We're going to have to try to grind it out, and we're going to give up a play here or there, but we're going to have to try to bend and not break on them.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, Coach, and certainly, like you say, a much tougher test than many would have to start the season out. Certainly looking forward to that, Coach. Just breaking down the Blue Jays season real quick, the home games this year, Polo tomorrow night, and Plattsburgh and Lawson and North Platte are the other teams. There'll be 4 home games scheduled this year. On the road, we're playing at South Harrison, at Mid-Buchanan, at East Buchanan, at Lathrop, and at Penny. Of course, all the games, as per normal, will be broadcast on WestPlatteSports.com, all video broadcast with a radio-style audio. I'm happy to announce that we will have our full team back with certainly Bradley Wright and Matt, we call him Gritz Parker, and certainly myself. We're looking forward to another great West Platte Blue Jays season. Well, Coach Newstead, thanks once again for doing the show for us again today. We look forward to the game tomorrow, and we'll certainly wish the West Platte Blue Jays and yourself very well in the game versus Polo tomorrow night.
I appreciate your coverage. Appreciate everything you do for West Platte. Looking forward to a great game. I'm looking forward to some Friday night football. Fall's my favorite time of year, obviously, so I'm excited about everything. We'll see you tomorrow.